I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama's special envoy for the Middle East is getting ready to head back to the region. George Mitchell could be there later on this week. His mission is to get a resumption of Israeli-Palestinian talks, but that mission is complicated by Israel's rejection of a key U.S. demand to stop the construction of settlements. Commentators in many Arab and Muslim countries say that it's about time a U.S. president made serious demands of an Israeli leader. But as the world's Aaron Schachter reports, they're uncertain about President Obama's ability to make a difference in the Middle East.
The six-month anniversary of the Obama administration isn't getting a whole lot of play in the Middle East. But with just about everything the administration says or does feverishly reported, perhaps marking time with an anniversary is beside the point. But when asked, what many Mideast analysts have to say about the administration is a variation on a theme.
I give it very high marks for rhetoric and intent, but we really have to wait and see where's the meat, where's the substance.
Rami Khoury directs the Issam Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut. He gives the Obama administration a B-plus for the first 6 months, based mostly on the president's change in tone. But he says Mr. Obama has to start chalking up some concrete accomplishments.
What could he do? He could do a lot. He could engage with all of the different players in the Middle East. He could do the kinds of things with Israel that the U.S. has done with many other countries when they didn't like what they were doing, with lowering diplomatic contacts or playing the aid or getting a U.N. resolution. He could put pressure on all the players to move towards negotiating solutions to their differences rather than having perpetual warfare.
One area where both Arab liberals and religious conservatives agree is on the Obama administration's delicate dance with Middle Eastern autocrats. A prominent young Saudi blogger gives the U.S. president just a C-plus for that very reason. He told me Obama's rhetoric has been appreciated, but the U.S. president hasn't called out leaders in Egypt and plenty of other places for their undemocratic behavior. But in other spots in the Muslim world, the U.S. president is seen as already leaving his mark. Analyst Mayer Javadanfar runs Mipas.com. He says the U.S. president couldn't have done a better job with Iran.
First of all, it was his New Year message, which was very positive, and he reached out to the people of Iran. It also recognized the Islamic Republic of Iran, which meant that the issue of regime change had been removed from the vocabulary of U.S. foreign policy. Regarding the recent outbreak of violence in Iran, America was very careful not to be seen interfering.
Still, Javadanfar gives the new administration an overall grade of B, because he says Mr. Obama has done little so far to solve the ongoing conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. One analyst says the new administration's actions in his country over the past 6 months have been out-and-out refreshing. Hassan Askari Rizvi is a Pakistani political analyst based in Lahore.
The focus of the American administration seems to be changing from military assistance to greater attention to social and economic development in Pakistan to address the root causes of extremism which lie in poverty and underdevelopment.
The issue of U.S. missiles fired at targets inside Pakistan remains dicey, but here too the Obama administration has made changes, allowing Pakistan's military some hand in where the missiles are fired and when. Most analysts around the region say the U.S. president has perhaps another 6 months to show major results before he loses the confidence of even the pro-American mainstream. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.